selected for this day is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2. Son of man, he told me, stand on your feet, and I will talk to you. When he talked to me, a spirit came into me and put me on my feet, and I listened as he talked to me. Son of man, he told me, I'm sending you to Israel, to a rebellious nation who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have sinned against me to this day. They are defiant and stubborn children. I'm sending you to them. Tell them this is what the Lord God says, whether they will listen or refuse to listen, for they are a rebellious people. They will find out that a prophet has been among them. But you, son of man, don't be afraid of them or what they say. Don't be afraid though they defy you and resist you like thorns, though you sit on scorpions. Don't let what they say frighten you. Don't let what they look like terrify you, because they are a rebellious people. Tell them what I say, whether they listen or not, because they are rebellious. But you, son of man, listen to what I tell you. Don't be rebellious like those rebellious people. Open your mouth and eat what I'm about to give you. I looked, and there was a hand stretched out toward me, and in it was a scroll. He spread it out before me. There was writing on the front and on the back. There were lamentations, mournings, and woes written on it. Son of man, he told me, eat what you find, eat the scroll, then go and speak to Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me that scroll to eat. Son of man, he told me, swallow this scroll I'm giving you and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. No one likes to be rejected. Already from childhood, we learn what an awful feeling it is to be rejected. Perhaps even by our friends and families. And that feeling stays with us right on into adulthood. How many people don't suffer from feelings of rejection, from feelings of insecurity in their jobs or in their interpersonal relationships? How much money isn't spent in our world, driving the right car or wearing the right clothes or even using the right deodorant? Because you see, we don't want to be rejected. And this can affect us no less than anyone else. Pastors too can suffer from job insecurity, perhaps playing up to people, telling them what they want to hear, instead of perhaps what they need to hear. It almost reminds one of the old saying that the job of the parish pastor is to comfort the afflicted, but also to afflict the comfortable. Seminarians, too, can feel rejected, dejected in any case when they get their Hebrew and Greek text back. But did you notice anything in the words from our text from the prophet Ezekiel? Why, it almost sounds cruel and sadistic of God to send him on a mission like this, doesn't it? A mission to a people who were stubborn and rebellious. The Hebrew calls them stiff-faced and hard-hearted. We might say, bull-headed. In any case, they were people who were sure to reject the prophet and his message. And yet, when we look at the pages of God's Word, we find that this theme of rejection is a rather consistent one. Ezekiel was rejected. Jeremiah was rejected. Amos and Hosea were rejected. Isaiah was called to preach to a people with ears, but who could not understand, with eyes to see, but who could not perceive. And yet, they all went. They went on these missions impossible. They went out to be rejected. Not because they had personal feelings of masochism, not because they had grandiose illusions of success, but because God sent them. And because God had called them to go. And really, when you stop and think about it, it's not unusual at all that God left it. And the of those who carry God's message should be rejected. People today, no different from people in any age, find it easy to reject God, his power and authority over them, and to reject the message of law and gospel. To ignore the fact that we all are sinners, indeed rejected by God, and deserving nothing but punishment, and perhaps many too find it all too easy, or really too hard, to accept the easy but perhaps too humiliating truth that we are saved by grace alone, as God's free gift. And so it is only natural that those who are called to share God's message of law and gospel may suffer rejection. And how true this is, and how many examples anyone could bring to bear in the parish ministry. When recent adult converts came into delinquent, one after praying for 14 consecutive Saturdays that that couple on which you've been calling regularly may show up to worship God tomorrow morning, you pray on that 14th consecutive Sunday that maybe next week they'll come. When no one shows up for your new Bible class, when a high school retreat draws three people, or when a young Christian who has just recently confirmed his faith and faithfulness to his God is picked up 4 months later for a shoplifting in possession of marijuana. Yes, it can be humbling to feel rejected. And how easy it is to take that personally, as though it were I, as though it were you, as though it were we who were being rejected by the rest of the world. But it's helpful, and indeed gracious of God, to remind us to the prophet Ezekiel that we can be rejected, but that in the end, God is still in control. In an age and in a society that so emphasizes success and acceptance, thank God that he has placed us in a role in life and in a calling that includes failure and rejection. Though we hope and pray for success in the world, that God's word does not return to us void as indeed he has promised, yet we know too that many are there who will not believe. And yet how hard it is to remember ourselves. When we grasp for success, when we want the big church, when we need a pat on the back, perhaps when our own lives are altered by the divine guidance and plan of God to go in a different direction from that which we would like them to take, then too we need to remember who is in control, that we are but the vessel of the master craftsman, and that the Lord of heaven and earth, and indeed of the church and of each one of us, is the Lord who is in charge. You see, though we can take comfort in the call of Ezekiel and remind ourselves that we too may be rejected as we speak to people who may seem stubborn and rebellious, perhaps we didn't identify so quickly with the prophet in our text. Because you see that there are many times when we identify more quickly with a stubborn and rebellious people. These were not some pagans to whom Ezekiel was called to preach. They were God's own people. The house of Israel, which now had become a house of rebellion. Whenever we forget who is control, who is in control, when we forget that God alone is Lord, when we forget that it is not our success, but God working through us, in short, whenever we fail to trust in God and in his grace, indeed, when we reject God, then we are rejected too, and should be rejected by the God of heaven and earth forever. But thanks be to God for yet another prophet, another one who was rejected, indeed the greatest prophet and priest and king of all time, our Lord Jesus Christ, who too was rejected. Peter, crucified because of the pride and arrogance of men, rejected even by his Father in heaven, not for his sins, but for the sins he bore, your sins and mine, the sins of all men. And yet God has turned this awful message of rejection into the most wonderful message of acceptance, because it is through the acceptable sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ that you and I have been made acceptable to God. Through faith, we claim the promises made to God's people in the Old Testament. By grace, we have been grafted into the house of Israel. By grace, we have been called by God to be his spokesman to the world, so that all today may know that there has been a prophet amongst them. By the same Spirit that empowered Ezekiel to stand on his feet, we have been accepted, not rejected by God. We too have been given the same scroll of God's word to eat, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it so that it becomes such a very part of ourselves that we cannot but help witness to its message of God's love and forgiveness. Yes, whether others listen or not, whether they hear or not, whether we are rejected or not, we have been called by God. And in that we walk in joy, because in the end, we are not rejected, but accepted.